There's still a minute on the clock. Wow, y'all are great. Rabbi Perlin's in town, so we have to start exactly at 8 o'clock in case she comes in or in case anybody's supposed to give her a report this evening. Okay. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
And I'd like to welcome all of the members of Brotherhood and all of their families and everyone who is here this evening. And also a special welcome to Rabbi Bess Wallner, who's here from Memphis, is in for the Educators Conference. And let's all do that so we really embarrass her. There you go. Okay. And so, you know, for Brotherhood Shabbat, the thought that came to mind is the value I love to talk about, which is Hador Mitzvah, which is making a mitzvah beautiful. So the tapestries in the sanctuary are Hador Mitzvah. They add a special warmth and beauty. And when I think of the Brotherhood at the congregation, there is that sense of Hador Mitzvah, of adding all of the special things that add a wonderful warmth to the congregation. whether it's the sukkah or the vast array of treats on Sunday mornings. And it's not just the food, but it's the connection that all of the kids have with everyone who is at the bagel bar. And Purim and the sense of community, it's all adding to the congregation that makes TBS so beautiful. So very much welcome this evening. There is an error in the printing of the service, as many of us has proofed it as possible. When we come to the Via Haftah, the Hebrew is not correct, so just follow along. We can do it from memory. And I'd like to invite the Goldman family to now come and lead us in the candle lighting on page 3.
In every beginning, there is darkness. The darkness of chaos seems eternal, yet form emerges, light dawns, and life is born.
In the beginning, the Most High made heaven and earth.
In every beginning, there is darkness. The darkness of ignorance, which smothers human dignity. The darkness of fear, which chokes the creative will. The darkness of tyranny, which stifles freedom.
The Most High said, "Let there be light."
The Shabbat candles celebrate the divine power that makes for life and light.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ne'er shel Shabbat.
Blessed is the Eternal, our God, ruler of the universe, who hallows us with God's mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Continue on page 4 with Shalom Aleichem.
Yeah.
Within, we all do, a vision of my highest self, a dream of what I could and should become. May I pursue this vision, labor to make my real dream. Thus will I give meaning to my life. An artist in the course of painting may pause, lay aside the brush, step back from the canvas, and consider what needs to be done. What direction is to be taken? So does each of us on Shabbat Eve pause to reflect. As I hope to make my life a work of art, so may this hour of worship help me to turn back to the canvas of life to paint the portrait of my highest self. May my efforts to grow in moral stature bring me the joy of achievement. And may I always hold before my eyes the vision of perfection we call by the name of God and grow toward God.
The shame of Tiferet. סוף מעשה במחשבה תהילה לחד אותי לקראת קלה
remain standing.
Night descends, we lift our eyes to the heavens, and awe and wonder our hearts cry out.
Eternal God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
A vast universe, who can know it? What mind can fathom it? We look out to the endless suns and ask, what are we? What are our dreams and our hopes?
What are we
mindful of us? What are we if you should care for us?
And yet within us abides a measure of your spirit. You are remote, but oh, how near. Ordering the stars in the vast solitudes of the dark, yet whispering in the mind that you are closer than the air we breathe. With love and awe, we return to you, and in the dark of evening, we seek the light of your presence.
You have blessed us with honor, and crowned us with glory and honor.
O one and only God, you have made each of us unique and formed us to be united in one family of life. Be with us, eternal God, as we meet to unite our lives with your power and your love.
We proclaim now your oneness and our hope for unity.
We acclaim your creative power in the universe and in ourselves, the law that binds world to world and heart to heart.
As Rabbi Crystal indicated, the Via Hafta is slightly incorrect in your pamphlet. The last five words on the last line have been transposed from the line right above it. But as he mentioned to me and to you, we all know it by heart, so that I guess that shouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. So together, Via Hafta Eit Adonai Eloheha, Dechol Levavcha, Dechol Nafshecha, Dechol Mevodecha, Dechayu Hadarim Ha'ele, Asher Anokim Mesavcha Hayom, Al Levavcha, Vishnatam Levavcha, V'divarta Pam, V'shivtecha Beitecha, Adavcha Beitecha,
Our freedom. From Egypt, the house of bondage, our forefathers and foremothers were delivered. At Sinai, amid peals of thunder, they bound us to God's purpose. Inspired by prophets and instructed by sages, we survived oppression and exile, time and again overcoming the forces that would have destroyed us. Our families are many, our faults are great. It has been our glory to bear witness to our God
and to keep alive in dark ages the vision of the world redeemed.
May this vision never fade. Let we, sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, continue to work for the day when all nations will be one and at peace. Then shall we sing with one accord, as Israel sang at the shores of the sea.
Our we are brothers. When the bagels arrive at temple each week, the wonderful smell of them fills the halls as we walk them in the kitchen where we cut and bag them. They hug us with warmth. Like each of the brothers, they are shaped a bit funny, each one with its own look and personality. Today, some seeming just right, some seeming a bit off. But like the bagels, each of the brothers brings the best they have to offer each week. They are loyal, they are proud, but there is a wonderful humility in both the bagels and the brothers. Neither tries to be more than what they are, and each is there just to give, just to see the joy on each child's face as each takes that first delicious bite of goodness. It may be cold, it definitely is early, but with bagels, as with brothers, we tie ourselves to our children, our community, our rabbis, our faith, and ourselves. We joke, we schlep, we laugh, and finally, we stand behind our bagel bar and ask, in our own avuncular way, what can I get ya?
Prayer is the first in the series of blessings that together are called the Amidah. Blessing refers to our patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our matriarchs, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel. It asks God to recognize us as descendants of our ancestors, and it links each of us to the family of Abraham and Sarah. It asks God to watch over us, protect us, and bless us, just as God watched over our ancestors. When reciting the Avot V'Imaot, we recognize that God is almighty, powerful, and awesome, but also loving and protective. We, in modern times, have inherited these gifts from God of generosity, kindness, and protection because of our ancestors' faith and righteousness. Let us now stand and together recite this prayer, which links us to our forefathers and foremothers.
Adonai, that our mouths may declare your glory. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu, Elohei Avotenu, Imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Leah, Elohei Rachel,
Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Hananora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vekonei Hakol, Sisoher Haste Avot Vimahum, Umevi Umahal Nehem, Lema'an Shalom Yahava, Melech Hosea Umashiach Umagain, Baruch Atah Adonai, Magain Abraham Ezra Sarah.
Yivroh, Atah Yivor Le'olam Adonai,
Nechayeh Hakol Atah Rav Lehoshiach, Mechakel Chaim Bechesed, Mechayeh Hakol Rachamim Rabim,
Someif Noflim Verofei Cholim, Umatir Asurim,
Umkayem Emunato Shanei Afar,
Mi Kamocha Be'al Gvurot,
Umi Domelach,
Melech Minit Mechayeh, Umatzmiach Yeshua,
B'nei Eman Ata Lahachayot HaKol,
Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechayeh HaKol.
You are holy, your name is holy, and those who strive to be holy declare. Your glory day by day, we praise you, Eternal One, the Holy God. Please be seated.
Each generation has its path, each a vision of its own. Yet each is linked to all, their origin and goal are one. Our mothers and fathers kindled light to lead us to the day of shining hope, with mercy our companion along the way. Recalling the generations, we weave our lives into the tradition. Praise be the source of gentleness and love, of softness and kind words.
Praise be the man who intends strength through gentleness.
Praise be the woman who perfects gentleness through strength.
Praise be the person who acts according to the best that is within.
Praise be the person who reaches out to touch the best in others.
Honor to the generations of Israel, our people. All honor to those who illuminate our
Shine.
like to invite Stephen Rothandor to come to share one of our Brotherhood reflections for the evening.
Hine Mato, how good it is to build a community through brotherhood. Hine Matov Umanayim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. How good it is and how pleasant when brethren dwell together in unity. How good it is. In 2011, my family and I first joined TBS. Before coming here, we never felt truly welcomed by any other congregation. But from the beginning, we knew this was the right place for us. We received a warm welcome from the rabbis and the other members. The people were just ordinary folks like us. Our children were enrolled in the religious school and began receiving instruction from the wonderful, dedicated teachers. My wife joined sisterhood, and I joined the brotherhood. How pleasant. Brotherhood means many things to me. It means receiving a friendly smile and a handshake, being welcomed and welcoming others as we come and go from the temple, attending fun events like football watching parties, and just hanging out with my fellow brothers. Friendships are built through brotherhood. And even when things are not so pleasant, brotherhood also means listening to others and offering advice, attending a minyan for members who have suffered a personal loss, checking in on someone who is grieving or not feeling well, and receiving support from others when you need it. Dwelling together in unity. We are the men of brotherhood. Working together, we can do great things, such as putting up and taking down the sukkah, working at Bagel Bar, helping to run the Purim Carnival, and supporting many other projects here at TBS. When help is needed, we answer the call. And how much more better could things be? How good would it be for all the men at TBS to take an active role in brotherhood? If you're not a member, please join. If you're a member, become active. If you're already an active member, find another member and serve as a mentor to them. By getting involved through brotherhood, we strengthen the bonds of friendship and also support our TBS community.
Offer now a prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach imotenu v'avotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebekah and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, send them refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Eternal God, may the light of your presence bring them warmth and ease. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love, and guide their caregivers to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai Rofeh HaCholim, blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen.
May the source of strength.
pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers. I'd now like to invite Mark Goldman, our Brotherhood President, to share another reflection.
This week's Torah portion is titled Bo, not Bo Jackson. The Hebrew word bo meaning go, as in God telling Moses and Aaron, famous brothers in the Torah to go to Pharaoh, and then ultimately Pharaoh telling the Jewish people to go on and get out of Egypt. This week's portion cuts right to the highlights of Moses unleashing the final three plagues, followed by the fateful confrontation with Pharaoh, sort of like the Red Zone channel for the Exodus story. Thank you, JD. These were the plagues of locusts and darkness and Makat Bahoros, the slaying of the firstborn. And as we all know from our countless Passover Seders over the years, it took all 10 plagues, including the death of the Pharaoh's firstborn, to ultimately persuade Pharaoh to set free the slaves. But it was Pharaoh who repeatedly hardened his heart time and again while ignoring the outcries of his own people before he took final, definitive action, doing only so when the plagues directly affected him. Think about that. He ignored the needs of his community. He didn't offer assistance to others. He only acted when it impacted him. With that approach, he could never make it in Brotherhood. Here at TBS, more than 60 men fill the Brotherhood roster, although there's always room for more. Young and old, new members and long-timers, some with young, religious school-age children constantly on the go, others who long ago wrapped up their kids' TBS education. They act in the best interests of others. These brothers gather to build the sukkah, host the Purim carnival, stage the bagel bar, grill hot dogs for the benefit of our community, for TBS youth, and for each other. And these services are recurring, stable constants in this community that endure out of a sense of commitment to something greater than individual need. And these acts benefit so many others while building L'dor V'dor memories. Just as TBS kids may very well look back with memories of seeing the Herb Greenbergs hustling around, the Al Berkowitzes, the Jake Copelands in action, from my youth at my temple in Pittsburgh, when I was growing up, I recall men named Norm Kanel, right, Mom? Milton Sussman, Marvin Herzog. I remember them for the joy they showed grilling all the moisture out of the barbecue chicken at the temple picnics and ushering services like they were working in an NFL stadium and for simply being proud, committed Jewish men. I also distinctly recall a time when walking into services one day with my dad, Norm Kanel tugged my dad's elbow and steered him into the library for a quick chat. When Dad emerged, I asked what that encounter was all about, and he shared that he was now an officer of the men's club, their brotherhood. Now, this is not dissimilar to the deli stare down I had with Al Berkowitz when over a club sandwich, I became the brotherhood president. The first rule of brotherhood, never be alone with the president. Brotherhood is not just about selfless acts, though. We socialize and through shared experiences strengthen our Jewish home here at TBS. We eat a lot, usually with Glory Days wings on the side. We watch football, we enjoy standing around a grill. Helping the Jewish fellas here at TBS feel comfortable and welcome is also a critically important piece of business of brotherhood. Not too many years ago, Bill Breskin reached out to Jack Schreibman for assistance in recruiting the younger generation into brotherhood. He was talking at the time about guys like me and Goldring and Kronthal and Andrew and Scott and a few others. And so we joined, and now we're older guys. Not the oldest yet, right, Jim? But while Jack did a great job leading the brotherhood generation to the promised land, I believe there's a simpler appeal about brotherhood that isn't based on age. Joining brotherhood is good for the Jewish you, gentlemen, the old guys, the young guys, whomever. If you want to perform service projects, we'll build a sukkah with you. If you want to have some fun, come work the Purim Carnival. If you want to hang out, there are a handful of cool gatherings during the year, or you can just chill with Jay and JD and Stephen Rothlander behind the bagel bar. And if you want none of that, then just help the group with your membership that will benefit and fund scholarships we offer to deserving post-con students, the Yom HaShoah candles, new structural supplies for the sukkah and other feel-good projects. So who knows camaraderie, community, and commitment? The bros know, and that ain't diddly. Shabbat Shalom.
In this house, in this house, it all comes together in this house. In this house, in this house, it all comes together in this house of God.
Continue with Aleinu on page 16. Please rise. may be seated. I'd like to invite Rafi Laufer up to share some more thoughts from Brotherhood.
Hazak, hazak, vitnit hazek. Be strong, and let us strengthen one another. We say these words together traditionally when we collectively finish reading on Shabbat one of the books of the Torah, as well as to B'nai Mitzvot when they finish their respective Torah portions. Their next exhortation to each of us individually to hang tough, and then to all of us to collectively stay together and thrive as a community, even as we adapt to change and new circumstances. Much like God's command to Abraham, Lech Lecha, the tense is imperative. This too is a command, or literally, a mitzvah. Unlike the command to Abraham, however, the call is collective. We are challenged both individually and as a community to be strong and to share our strength with each other. To fulfill this mitzvah, it's not enough to simply passively be a member, to just pay dues. We need to be involved in the life of the congregation. Committees, volunteer work, teaching, and our various congregational groups all give us ways to be more involved, to strengthen ourselves and our fellow congregants spiritually, mentally, and physically. I have found the Brotherhood a fine way to be more involved with the temple. As we raise the sukkah, as we share our time and our tools, we strengthen one another in our congregation. And when we run the Purim Carnival, we again give our time and our strength and strengthen the bonds of our kids to our temple and their Jewish identity. And when there is a Shiva Minyan and our shared strength is most important, the brothers make a special effort to be there for each other. Many of us at this moment are dealing with job uncertainty that is a result of forces that are beyond our direct control. And all of us have known, as Shakespeare himself put it, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune that can arise to challenge us in any given day. However, through all these challenges, may we each continue to hone our strengths individually. May we each continue to make our congregation stronger by sharing our strengths. Hazak, hazak, v'nit hazek.
We've heard a lot this evening about community, the importance of community, people to share our joys, people to be there for us in our sorrows. So do we as a community come together to pray, to remember everyone who was precious to each of us, who we have lost. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our members, Betty Davison, Donna Courtney. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Richard Blevins, stepfather of Sean Curry, Luana Elliott, cousin of Tammy Stein, Randy Johnson, co-worker of Jay Copeland, Diane Tuska, great aunt of Leah Cochis. And we remember our beloved member on his first yard site, Toby Konigsberg, father of Jim Konigsberg. And we remember the yard sites of these who we have held dear, Captain Chris Signa, Joanne G. Langhouse, David Bartage, Gertrude Bartage, Michael Pimont, Gertrude Bernstein, Moisey Schwartz, Ludwig Cohn, Rabbi Daniel Franzel, Louis Mark, Iverson Sangaland Penyas, Sheila Tuber, Robert West, Vita Burzak, Esther Extract, Sam Gershowitz, Joseph Haspel, Gertrude Goldman, Logan McCullough, Susanna Nair, Peter Albert, Rachel Cavaliero, Sarah Weisbein, Thomas Mason, Gail Connor, Helene Denton, Alfred Ruskin, Lee Weitz, Patricia Goering, Pat Green, and on his first yard site, Norman Solinsky, father of Stephen Solinsky, Leonard Baer, and Debbie Friedman, whose music we featured in this evening's service. Together we honor all of their memories as we rise for Kaddish on page 17. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'alma divarach rutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayei decho beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'yizman kariv imru, amen. Yehei shmei rabah mevarach la'alam almei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh, Vieta dar, vieta lev, vieta lal, shame de kucha, berihu. Laela min kol, berhata, vishirata, tushpachata, venechamata, damiran, bialma, viimru, amen. Yehei, shlama rab, amin, shamaya, vichayim, alenu, v'al kol Yisrael, viimru, amen. O se shalom, bimromav, huya ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
We move from a moment of sacred memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat with Kiddush, the wine, symbol of joy, and our challah, and everyone here who has been a past president of Brotherhood, which includes Jack Schreibman, Bill Breskin, Alan Berkowitz. Anyone else?
Steve, see me at the deli afterwards? I think everybody should join in, or this is going to be ugly.
Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotam. Sing our own, Lama Sei Bereshi.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, a member of Brotherhood and Temple B'nai Shalom president. Welcome to Brotherhood Shabbat service. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, brothers, for leading us in worship tonight. It was a wonderful service. Thank you, board ushers Susan Biggs and David Myers, and with lots of help, I noticed this evening. Wonderful. Thank you, greeters Marty and Rick Chernowski, and our ONEC helpers and security watch for supporting our service. Thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in music and sharing your gifts of music. And thank you, Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, for helping Brotherhood tonight. And to quote Mrs. Maisel, we got the rabbi. Welcome, welcome, Bess, back to your Virginia home. Thank you to everyone who donated to our successful Giving Tuesday campaign. I mentioned we had closed that out last week. And just so you know, if you hadn't read the email, the winners of the raffle, the grand prize winners are here, the Chernowskis. Thank you. Bill and Cindy Aide, Pam and Brian Dettelbach, and Vivian Potganey and Tom Goldsworthy all win reserved parking spots for the High Holy Days. No cash value. And if you can sell them, we take half. Winter weather this weekend, we'll know, 6 to 12 hours ahead of time, we think we'll make the call, okay? And
I'm going to call everyone at 2 in the morning.
Just okay.
So prepared.
Stand by for your text alerts and all that. Please be on the lookout for self-study focus group information coming out. We're going to be piloting the self-study on January 20th with a select group of folks. Want to make sure we got it right. And then we'll be going live on the 3rd, the 11th, and the 24th of February. Is that right, Lynn?
Yes.
Yes, good. Confirmation. There'll be sign-ups on the Sign-Up Genius, so please look for that. We'll flood you with email and information. We really need a strong showing of the congregation to give us input on what's important to the future of the congregation and as we work to select the future rabbi. Also, if for those of you that might have been home unexpectedly this past Thursday, and for those who are normally home on this past Thursday, we did have our daytimers group. It was a big success. I hope the government employees won't be around to go to that next time, but that's going to happen again on February 20th. And if you're, I did see some new faces tonight. I usually don't say this, but I saw some new faces out there tonight. If you're new to Temple B'nai Shalom and you'd like to meet with someone to talk to, have some questions or whatever, anybody with a green name tags, and our membership representatives are Paul and Fern Schwartz, please raise your hand. And they will be happy to answer questions, as will anybody with a green name tag. In fact, any TBS member can talk about B'nai Shalom. And I know Mark Goldman and his brothers will talk about Brotherhood, too, if you're not a member. Lastly, as the government shutdown goes into its fourth week, if we can do anything to help you in terms of your B'nai Shalom commitments to help mitigate the cash flow problems, please contact Lynn Richmond or me, and we will do whatever we can to make arrangements. And were you going to host something next week?
I will send it out.
Okay, and the rabbis are going to host something next week if it's still going on. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a great next week. Shabbat Shalom.
And before we go on, one of our religious school students wasn't able to be here last week for their birthday blessing. So Serena, come on up. We have the slinky. But before that, come on over. And how old are you turning?
Nine.
Great. And you're going to, are you turning nine or you just turned nine?
My birthday was Wednesday.
Great. Did we have a nice party?
Yes, it was on Saturday.
Cool. So we wish you many blessings as God has blessed our ancestors. May God bless you with love for your family and wonderful times with your friends, with growing in school, with all of the things that you love to do, with caring for other people. We say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, shehyanu v'kiyamanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh. Amen. There you go. And thank you, Rob and Rachel. Everything was just gorgeous tonight.
So in the spirit of togetherness, we sing again, Hine Matov. You can't say it too many times. It's wonderful when we're together. Over here to get my choreography and not at Steve Kronthal, so you got to step it up next time. Please rise. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you always feel the blessing of community through the joys and the sorrows of life. Let us always be grateful for brothers and sisters, whether family or friends, or temple community. We're thankful.